Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, perfect timing. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love when everything is in divine flow. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Love Journey, Inc. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Blog Talk, Love Journey family. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, and it is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. They call this the prayer line, but I tell you, it's more than a prayer line. It is an experience. I love the Love Journey experience. All right. I was thinking about a couple of songs. I think I'm going to start it off with Mary J. Blige, my life in the sunshine, where she sampled Roy Ayers. Because I was going to do Earth, Wind, and Fire for King, but for some reason it's not posted. I don't know what's going on, so we're going to do Mary J. Mary J. It's a live verse. My life.
Thank you so much. I say this to my two fans out there tonight. I want to say to you, when I reached out to you years ago, I had no idea that I was going to find out that I'm not alone. When I reached out to you on that My Life album and I said to you, help me, you helped me. When you said, Mary, me too. So I started singing for you. Another day, you would help me to want to grow and be better because I had to make sure you was all right. But guess what, people? We came through. So if they look into our lives right now, what would they see? Yeah.
I know sometimes the live version is hard to hear, but I don't know. I was just feeling merry this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited to be back home. I miss my girls. Yes, I was hanging out with. I miss waking up to them this morning, seeing their beautiful smiles on their face. I love you all, Z and Jackie. Thank you for an amazing week of celebrating. It was such an awesome, awesome time. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And I promise you, it really is only one power. On this line, we call it God. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And as we center our mind, centering our thoughts, centering on our breath, because sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathing into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And releasing through the mouth. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am. Breathe. And release. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Divine, merciful one. Infinite wisdom, most high God, divine mother, father, come Holy Spirit. Oh, come, come, come Holy Spirit, as I come before you today, asking that every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. Wow. Come, Holy Spirit. As I speak from the transforming power, the great I am that I am God, I ask that every word of my mouth, yes, every word, will be your word. I ask that you remove every human-created thought, every human-created ego. I ask you to remove myself from myself, that I may come from a place of my higher myself, and that every word that I speak will be your word. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak, Holy Spirit. Oh, come and speak this morning, Holy Spirit. Let me speak to somebody's heart today, God. Oh, let me speak to somebody's mind. Come, Holy Spirit, and let this call be a blessing to somebody on this day. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. I come this morning with a heart of gratitude, thanking you for this opportunity, thanking you for this place, thanking you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. Oh, I give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the renewed mind. I give thanks for a clean heart. Oh, I give thanks, I give thanks, I give thanks. I am just one grateful somebody this morning, Holy Spirit. Oh, with a heart of gratitude, Holy Spirit. If I had a million tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this new day, Holy Spirit. Thank you as we open the gift of this present day. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, asking you to anoint us this morning, Holy Spirit, asking you for a fresh anointing, Holy Spirit. Oh, bring forth a fresh anointing upon our life right now, God. Fresh revelation, new wineskins, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your blessings rain down on us this morning, God. Rain your blessings down on us on this day, Holy Spirit. Let your blessings rain down on us. Let us feel you in the consciousness of our heart today, God. Let us touch you, your hem of your garment in our consciousness. Raise the vibratory energy on this call today, God. Let your all-consuming grace be manifested in this call on this day, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and just send your blessings on the love journey this morning, God. Oh, I'm asking that you bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking that you bless these relationships today, God. I'm asking that you bless our seeds today, God, even our seeds, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that the prayers of the righteous of much today, that our prayers that we pray today will even be a blessing for those to come after us, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and let us be the game changers in our family DNA structure, God. Let us be the game changers that reconstruct how our DNA move and navigate on the planet, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and do your will in us, as us, all around us, on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, God. Let us have a renewed relationship with our money, Holy Spirit. Let the profuse winds of abundance bless us financially on this day, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let the anointing of Solomon be all through our DNA, all through our mind. Let us remove any doubt, fear, or anything that's keeping us from the profuse winds of abundance showing up and manifested in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to heal our relationship to money, God. I'm asking you to heal our relationship in our community so that we can show up with better school systems, Holy Spirit, so that our kids can have better computers in their schools today, God. I'm asking you to bless us so that we can be a blessing to those things that need to be blessed in our community, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come and let us be the one in this right now moment, God, that will create the renewed energy in our communities, God, because whatever we're not understanding or lacking, I'm asking you to remove it, God, so that we can open the doors of those profuse winds into our lives, not only that we will be a blessing to ourselves, but those around us, God, in our communities, and our neighbors, and that it will spread all over the world. Let it spread all over the world, God. I'm asking you to come today, God, and thrust us into a place of blessing. Accelerate our money energy, God, and how we distribute it. And give us the wisdom, God, not just the anointing of wealth, but the anointing of wisdom to use it in the way that you will see fit in your kingdom on earth, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and open the doors of profuse winds of abundance. God, open the winds, the profuse winds of abundance from direction, God. All that money shall come from all the directions, God. That money will fall upon us and rain down us right now, God. Money is in our lives to be a blessing so that we can be a blessing to others, God. Come and show up and show out in our lives as we move this money through so that we can do and change the climate and the culture of what's going on in our community, but not just with the money, but give us the mindset, Holy Spirit, to teach those to shift their minds, God, so that our community can shine bright and manifest the glory of you in it, and that we can manifest you through all that we do in our communities. Come, Holy Spirit, and let this be so in the name of the Most High God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless each and every person's personal desires. Oh, I thank you for the desires of their heart, God, because you said in your word, it is your good pleasure to bring the desires of their hearts. Come, God, and do your will this morning, God. Do your will, but let us be open to the way that you may have us go, God. Not let us be married to the idea of what we think it should be, but remove ourselves from ourselves so that we can be open and surrender to the will of our soul goals today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring all of your energetic expression through us right now, God. I'm asking you to remove every ego, every human-created thought, anything that's keeping us from our highest and best self today, God. I'm asking you to bring it into alignment, God. Anything that's out of alignment, I'm asking you to bring it into alignment right now, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to take every DNA cell in our body and return it to its highest and greatest form, to its highest vibration, that we may operate and walk in the, and do in all that you have for us in our own way that we would do it, God. That I know that you created us each to be individualized expressions of you, that we would do it in our own way that you have created for us to do it, God, in our unique expression as you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be so, God. You said in your word, God, we have not because we ask not, God. Oh, you said in your word, anything I ask in your name, Holy Spirit. You said anything I ask in your name, God. Oh, let it be those. So, God, you said in your word that it will be so. So it is said, so it is written, so it is done. In the mighty name, nature, and consciousness of Christ, I turn my words over to you so that they may be manifested in the way that you see fit. And I give thanks for the victory of each and every one of our goals being expanded into the world, God, and that the world will know that each and every one of us are on this planet to share more light. We thank you for the goals of each and every person, the goals of their soul, Holy Spirit, that you have so eloquently planted inside of their heart. I give thanks that they will be manifested in this right now moment, God. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, that it is done, God, and it shall be done because your word says so. Amen, and so it is, so it is. Wow, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Oh, good morning to the sun, the moon, and the stars. Good morning to all of the earth, the wind, the fire, the ether, the water. Good morning, family. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we send our angels on assignment this morning, we invite and invoke our angels into this call as we ask them to go before us today to present to us an ease and elegant, graceful path through earth today, God. I'm just thanking you for your angels that you sent for us on assignment today, God. We give thanks as we invoke and invite the presence of the angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call. And good morning to our spirit guides as we invite and invoke the spirit guides and the master guides as we invite and invoke their presence. Oh, we got to give plenty of homage and love to those who have walked this journey before us. As we pay homage to those ancestors, known and unknown, good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you for being the vehicle that sent me to the planet through you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Mom. I miss you, honey. I miss you. I miss you. Oh, yes. To our ancestors, we pay homage to those as we stand on their shoulders today, as they left a legacy called us today. As we move that legacy forward, we stand in honor of our ancestors. Yes, as we stand in honor of those who walked, we send light and love as we invite and invoke all of our ancestors, all of those who walked this journey. We give thanks. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you. And as we send love to those who will come behind us, we thank you, descendants, who will come behind us and continue the work that we have so eloquently planted in the earth. We give thanks to those descendants that will come behind us. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, Inc. Yes, this is the Love Journey, Inc. They call it a prayer line, but I call it an experience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning to my brothers and sisters. Good morning to my kings and queens. Love to the gods and goddesses and peace to my millionaires and billionaires. Peace, peace, family. Love, love to the family this morning. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know I am Janine Ann Ingram. I am your transformational life coach. Excited about God's love because God is simply amazing. Life is amazing. The universe is amazing. We're about to enter into our love chambers. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. And in our love chambers for all our new callers. And as I honor my new callers and always honoring the callers that call in, I give thanks for your presence. This love soak is where we enter into our love chambers. It's about loving and honoring oneself. Of all the many things we do in life, we never stop to really think about giving thanks and loving the very essence of who we are. And so in this love soak, we come together in this conscious mind, standing that love is an inside job. And that people show up in our space by our energetic invitation. So what does that really mean? That means that when we're loving and honoring and cherishing the very gift that we are to the planet, that other people will treat us the same. You see, you are the first representation of love in your life. So we do this love soak like we brush our teeth every morning. You see, spiritual grooming is just as important as physical grooming. And the love soak is part of that spiritual grooming. And so that's why we do the love soak. And so this is what we do each and every day, even if we're not together. We just come together and remind ourselves, person, that we must honor and love as ourselves. The world tells us we cannot give from an empty vessel. You cannot give love where love is not. And so if you're not honoring and loving yourself, you're truly not honoring and loving anyone else. So get your mind right. Get your mind right. And let's get ready to love the most important person in our world. In our world, and that is you, you and you and you and you. Reminding you that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. And in this right now moment, I just want you to reminisce. And the reason why I take you into a reminiscing stage is because it's important to get into the feeling of love. You see, love is a vibration. And I want to remind you of what that vibration feels like so that you can take that vibratory energy of love and turn it back on you this morning. And so as you reminisce on a time when you felt love, where your mind was illuminated and your heart was saturated. You felt love. I want you to reminisce on a time when love called your name. When love called your name. Whoa. It was on your lips. I want you to reminisce on a time when you really felt love, when love permeated every cell and pulsated from every fiber of your being. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, to give love, to know love, to be love. I want you to reminisce. But I don't want you to just think about that. I want you to remember the feeling. You see, the feelings that get the blessing. It's the feelings that get the blessing. So as you reminisce on this time, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. It could have been for any reason, a powerful reason. It could have been a powerful, I mean right now, powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Wow. Your heart was expanded. Your mind was illuminated. You transcended time and space. Ooh, it was a powerful energy exchange. And you remember that feeling that you felt when you was exchanging love energy. Ooh. All right, Lord have mercy. Maybe it was the birth of a newborn baby. How heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Holding that new life in your arms. And your body just exploding love. It was a love explosion. And you felt so loved by the universe. Holding a new life. Wow. And all you could do is feel love flowing in your body cells, holding that new baby. What a feeling. Or maybe you were walking by a vast body of water, holding hands with the one you love, basking in the glow of a full moon's light. Ooh. Wow. You knew you were loved by the universe. Love is so amazing. Wow. Well, maybe you were standing as you greeted the morning sun and you felt the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face. As you stood in this majesticness, as you greeted the sun, good morning, love, and you knew you were loved by the universe. What an amazing feeling to be in the presence of the majesticness of the sun rising to greet you, to nourish you. Oh, good morning, sun, good morning, sun. Good morning, son. Oh, wow. And you knew you were loved by the universe. Or maybe you watched as the sun was releasing its presence. You know that time of the day that Frankie calls the golden time of day. When the earth takes on this earthly glow and the art, the masterful art of the sun's presence releasing itself and all these colors are emanating through the sky, purples and orange and reds and gold. Ooh, what a feeling to be one with nature in and out, releasing of the sun in the warmth of the kiss. Wow, look at the sky. And Sade said, it's the color of love. There must have been an angel by my side. Wow, as you looked at the sky and it was the color of love. And you knew you were loved by the universe, loved by the one. Or whatever had you so lit up or so turned on. I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. And I just want you to bask in that energy of love as you drink from that beautiful elixir of love. Reminding yourself what it felt like to be loved, to give love, to feel love. Oh, and to receive it. I just want you to feel that love right now. And I want you to remove any thoughts of anyone else as you bring this love experience all about you. I want you to bring that energy in and just turn that energy into all about you. Because it really is all about you. It's all about you. And I want you to love you today. Loving you, say, I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Love you today. I want you to love you just because you are. And I want you to let love flow into every cell of your body. I want you to love you until every cell become in agreement with you right now, loving you. I want you to love every dark, every crevice, every part of you that even you appreciate. I want you to love everybody. I want to remind you that loving you is one of the most important things you can do on the planet. I want to remind you that loving you and loving your brand, because your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. There is no monopoly on beauty, no color, no size, no shape. Beauty comes in all sizes. Beauty comes in all shapes, all colors, no matter how light or dark. Beauty is your name. You see, you're an individualized expression of the Most High. How could you be any other thing but beautiful, amazing, powerful, authentic, beautiful self? Love you today. I want you to pull out your mirrors, place your right hand over your heart, and give yourself permission to love you today. And I want you to say, as you look in your eyes, I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to say to yourself, we're going to go straight to your name and loving you. I didn't realize the time. I want you to say your name. And I want you to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And family, I want you to do it with feeling. I want you to say it with every emotion in your heart. I want to know your name. Yes, I want you to say it. And let's do it, family. Let's do it. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Let's do it again. Janine, I love you. I really, really love you. And last time, Janine and Ingram, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Wow. I hope you said your name, looked yourself in the eye, and told yourself how much you love you. And I want you to marinate in that love, reminding you that love is inside y'all. Love is an inside job. And you are the first representation of love in your life. And you haven't been loved until you've been loved by you. Welcome to your love experience. You really do get to have this thing your way. All right, let's do it. Let's sing our love song.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okie dokie. I'm sorry, Janine. Did you call me? No, this is crazy.
I can't hear you back.
You didn't call me, did you?
Not yet. You come in after they sing the love song. There's nobody singing. I got Z off the hold. Maybe I should start it off. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you as well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are back into the state of Maryland. So super excited. Have so much to share. And I've just been loving on myself for this past week. And the color of my love is beautiful. It is bright. It is sensuous. It is all that I desire it to be, because I am loving me the way I desire to be loved by me. So thank you so much, Lady Love, for a beautiful, blessed week. of me being able to love on myself and you all sharing the love with me, it just made it that much more beautiful for me. Thank you so much. As we celebrated you, I was also celebrating myself, and I was so thankful and grateful to have you and my beautiful queen with me to celebrate in the love that I received on our journey. Family, good God morning. Peace and blessings to the Love Journey family, to our Blog Talk listener family. We're going to continue in our love soak as we plant that seed of love and we shower it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, unmute those phones, and let's do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. You can love you so much.
Wow. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, family, we keep the love growing and we keep it flowing because it is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right, you tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey. And we call it a prayer line, but it's more than a prayer line. It is an experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. Yes, and we're about to call in Reverend Mama Joyce, the God Ramza. All right, Reverend Mama Joyce, let's do it.
House, my goodness, who can I top that energy that Jackie just had? Oh, my stars. You feeling it. I feel it. Thank you, Lady Love. Well, good morning, Love Journey family, Blog Radio guests and listeners. We're just grateful that you're here on this Friday. Oh, my God, it's just wonderful. I'm here reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living, reminding you that you're children of the Most High, rock-steady God, a God that never leaves you nor forsake you. And my God, this love is streaming out here. And this morning, your piece of the rock is, it is already done. It is already done. I tell you, and our writer this month is Sandy Lynn from Chicago, Illinois. And she writes, it is already done. That quote, it is already done, is one of the most awe-inspiring, faith-expressing, and reassuring statements we can declare. On first hearing it, in the midst of seeing things as they appear, we may tend to find such a bold, no need to worry statement somewhat difficult to gasp. But know the universe and everything in it has already been beautifully and magnificently crafted in perfect order and flow by the Creator of all that is good. Keep in mind, it is already done. So when you're in alignment with the will of God, when you're in alignment and truly believing for the best of life, know that you attract your good. You experience an abundance of good ideas. You experience an abundance of good jobs. Hey, look here, good relationships and good times, because it's already done. You've got to know that all of this, all of this good already exists, and it's available at your command. Good is always present, just as God is always present. No, little Jesuses, you and you, one of us, is an heir of what is already done. Already done in an already God, in an already God created world, just for you. The scripture of Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, to give you a future with hope." Amen, amen. Namaste. Adieu.
Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's one of my favorite scriptures. For I have. God bless you,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. All right. We're going to get ready and move this love experience on to our Millionaire My Conversation Cafe. And I could not have a better host. I tell you, I just love the way this lady shows up on the planet. I love what she did. And so we're going to play amazing. Good morning, good morning, good morning, girl. You had me over here dancing. I was like, uh-oh, I get my own thing in the morning. Good morning, love journey. Good morning, God, it's Janine. I love you, girl. I love you. Welcome back to the line. And welcome back, welcome back. So fired up about us going over the last few chapters here of The Sea by John Gordon, and I am ready to kick it off. So last week we actually finished up on one of the chapters. It was chapter 25 where we talked about, Janine, are you able to hear me okay on this phone?
Am I able to hear you? Yes, I'm able to hear you.
Yeah, okay, I was just making sure this is cool. All right, so in chapter 25, where we'll be talking about tests. And we actually left off with Josh. Remember, Josh has started a different challenge at his job where instead of his marketing department, his sales department working to just meet numbers for the team, that they work to actually fulfill their customers, true desires and really help them. So they really were trying to work from a purpose-filled place. But as things will work out, guys, as it does in life, even after God gives us these ideas and these innovative ways of thinking and progressive ways of moving, things were not working in Josh's favor. So it looked like in the beginning, last week when we were reading this, one of the things that was pointed out in the chapter, he said, knowing your purpose is a challenge, but a bigger challenge is finding the courage to follow it and live it in the face of adversity and naysayers. And that was something that really stood out in the chapter to me because, you know, we've talked about all the way up until this point about us knowing our purpose, but knowing your purpose is one challenge. But the bigger challenge that I have also found is actually finding the courage to actually, after you know your purpose, but actually finding the courage to follow it and face it in the adversity and the naysayers. So that's where we left off with Josh. He was facing these adversities within his job. He wasn't able to get things going the way it needed to. The leadership team was not impressed by the numbers, as we had left off in it. It said, and I'll read the last paragraph so everyone's on board. Josh, let me see where I'm going to pick this one up. So basically they were at a meeting. Josh had told her that he had a leadership meeting. He was talking with Dharma, and a review of the numbers revealed that his campaign was not only not helping sales, it was actually hurting sales. Sales had fallen substantially, and many blamed it on the campaign. Josh told the company leaders that it was part of the process as they shifted to a new way of thinking and acting. He asked for more time and the power of purpose to replace the focus on short-term results. But his plea fell on deaf ears. He was told that they were going to pull the plug on the initiative,
that night, he didn't work on his computer. He didn't listen to music. He went to bed and fell asleep with his clothes on. And I thought this was powerful to me because how many of us know how you've actually exhausted yourself to the point where you just fall asleep with your clothes on? You're not able to do anything more. You didn't give all that you can give, and you just fall asleep with your clothes on. I remember Rosa J brought up the point last week that, you know, sometimes you just need rest. But for me, what stood out in this part when you said that we're just falling asleep with your clothes on, it showed to me a person played full out. He played full out. He gave all that he had and done all he knew to do. He lay there in complete exhaustion. He didn't play his music. He didn't do anything. He just went to bed. So I know what that feels like, too. So I love that. I really wanted to bring that point back up because it really does move us into this week's chapter 26, talking about a dream remembered. And in this, we were talking, Josh, he woke up this morning. He had planned on not going to work that day, the next day. He was going to call in sick. But when he woke up, Janine, the next morning, he changed his mind. He had the same dream about planting the seed on his desk and then replanting it in a large field where it grew steadily as fruit started to fall off. The dream was starting to make sense. He had planted himself where he was now, and he was growing. He still wasn't sure what the fruit falling off of the tree was all about, but the dream reminded him of what the farmer had said about people giving up during their growth process. The farmer said too many people give up just as they were about to enter the final stage of purpose. He looked at Dharma and realized he was about to give up too soon. He was about to fail the test. His purpose and passion needed to be bigger than his challenges. And I want to repeat that again. His purpose and passion needed to be bigger than his challenges. That's one thing that I truly, truly, truly live by and believe. He couldn't give up without standing up for what he believed in. With a renewed sense of determination, Josh decided to go to work and put his career and future in line. If it didn't work, he would have to find a new place to replant himself, as George had said. Remember George on the plane? However, if it worked, he knew he would be led to the greatest feeling in the world. Either way, he would grow in the direction of his dreams. He picked up his guitar, and, of course, he played his favorite song, Living on a Prayer, by Bon Jovi. Anyway, he went on ahead, and he went to work, and he prepared for a meeting with his boss and CEO. So I just love that part in just reminding us not to give up too early, Janine, and that there is going to be times of playing out to full exhaustion. And that's just not physical, but it's just spiritually, mentally, everything when you're giving your all in your purpose. You'll have days like that where you're just completely exhausted, but then you'll have the next day, even when you plan to have called off work, because I've done it. I've planned on calling off work for myself. I've planned on not going to work out because I acted like in my brain I had an ailment. I was exhausted. I was exhausted, but in that perseverance, it was in that moving forward that the next day brought a new, renewed sense of hope and purpose for me. So I just love the way chapter 26 moves us into the rest of the book to get ready to close this book out. Did you have anything or anyone had anything that they wanted to share? I guess you just press on six.
No, other than I can definitely relate when you're pushing a dream and birthing that dream and the pains that come and you be like, God, how long? I know you gave me this dream, God. Yes, I can definitely
relate. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Yeah, and that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's truly the reality, yeah, baby. So that's how I feel, and that's how I felt, and I thought it was really worth going over and just really talking about it. In chapter 27, he went on to talk about overcoming. One definition of overcoming is to feel helpless. A second definition is to triumph. I love that. I love that. And he went on to talk about those things. So he went into his CEO's office. He felt helpless, but when he walked out, he felt triumphant. His passion and his conviction were so powerful that the CEO gave his campaign, remember the campaign that they said so bad, 6 more months to prove itself. He agreed with Josh that his campaign needed some time to permeate the organization. My God. Remember, this was a CEO who wasn't feeling this idea. Now, he wasn't going to give him time the last 2 chapters ago while Josh was still pushing and saying he needed more time. Now look at how God had moved his heart, how Josh's purpose and passion had even changed his CEO's heart and give him more time to be able to walk in this new passion and purpose that he had found. I love that. That really did bless me because it really is indicative of so many things in our own lives and things even with me building a business. You know, you have that real dark moment and then you have a glimmer of hope and then the people that you knew was the naysayers started turning around. And so I don't think it's the thing of maybe Murphy's Law or something, like beginner's luck, but things do start to turn around for those who truly do believe. But the thing is, family, we really have to stick in there. And I think that's really what these chapters are showing us. It's finding that one thing to truly be passionate about and sticking to it all the way to the end. In this chapter, they went on to continue to say that Josh learned firsthand it took to drive change through his organization. It wasn't just about sharing great ideas, Janine. It was about developing relationship people who would serve as a network for spreading ideas. I want to say that again because a lot of times, especially I see in network marketing and in other business models, not knocking anyone and stepping on anybody's toes. I'm just putting it, we're all growing and learning together. In business, it's about developing relationships with people who would serve as a network for spreading ideas. It's about developing the relationships. That's really, 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 really important in business. He should have known because he had grew up in a family that believed everything in life was about relationships. But as is always the case, experience is the best teacher. Experience is always our best teacher. He also developed a love for affecting change in others and saw that by changing other people's beliefs and behaviors, he could change their lives and careers. My God, something that we talk about every day on the call is really impacting the way a person believes and behaves, even us doing our love, folks. It changed the way that we live our lives and our careers, Janine. My goodness. Most important, the struggle he faced in trying to make a campaign of success helped him along with his communication skills. This boy ain't barked in 2 days. I get on this call with y'all, and now he barking. Who he barking at? So, excuse me. But it gave him the ability to hone his skills as a communicator. He was challenged to, his challenges led to growth. His delays led to strength. See how that works? His challenges led to growth. His delays led to strength. Though I can't stand delays in my own life, I've realized even as I look at every root on trees, I realize that God planted me deeper and firmer in the place that I'm at and what I'm doing. So I can't stand delays. So I love that. That part really blessed me. That's what I wanted to say again. And his belief in the power of communication became another driving force in his life. As the farmer had told him, his purpose was coming into focus. He couldn't articulate it in a sentence, but for the first time in his life, Josh had a good idea of why he was on earth. I know somebody has something to say about that before we conclude out of this chapter.
Well, I just want to say, I want to go back to the one part to really, really hone in on this. And I think you did a good job of, you know, expressing it. Because sometimes we don't understand how these challenges really do lead to growth. I can't tell you of all the things that I've been through, how it changed, developed, and honed in my strength, my
faith muscle. You know, not when I left, when my job said, okay, we got to dissolve. And I'm like, huh, what's going to happen? And I was going through, and God said, I thought you said I was your source. And learning to, that built my faith muscle more than anything. When I had to really just say, okay, God, I surrender. However you want to send me money, let's just do this thing so I can pay these bills. You know, that's what I was thinking. But I wouldn't give nothing for the journey, the hurt, the pain, all that good stuff, because let me tell you, it really did teach me a lesson. So I just want you to know, wherever you are in this journey of life, those challenges come to bring you strength and grow your faith and grow so much more who you are and prepare you for where you are really meant to be. I can't tell you the importance of really just surrendering to the challenge. Surrender to it. If it's a challenge, just surrender to the process and allow the universe to move you through it. And I know sometimes you'll be like, how long, God, how long? I still feel like that sometimes. How long is this going to happen? God has said this many times. But what I've learned is to be present and enjoy every part of my life now. I'm learning to be present, not be caught up in what I want to happen and how I want it to be this day. If it's this day, it's how it is, just to love what is happening in my life in that right now moment. And it has really changed me. That's what I really want you to think about, how challenges lead to your growth, how delays lead to strength, how your belief in the power of communication can become your driving force, how to believe this in the higher power, and just surrender and let go and allow. It's the most powerful thing we can do on this planet. I just want to reiterate that.
You know, good morning, family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Go ahead, King.
Hey, Brother Amir, how are you?
Fabulous.
All right, peace and blessings, family. I've got to get back to work here. I just wanted to drop this on this experience right now for me. It is so amazing because what Josh has gone through is opening up my eyes more than I could possibly imagine, because what I've discovered is everything that has happened in my life, no matter when it was, no matter what it was, no matter how it was, mm-hmm. it was merely to prepare me for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had a change in the way in which I look at things. When I captured this experience here, I come to the truth of recognizing that living thought, infinite wisdom, is so beyond our comprehension. We can't grasp it, but we have to surrender and allow it to be. When Chastity talked about stepping into your purpose, I am feeling that more now than ever, because, you know, I've been kind of in this space with the book, The Power of Choice, and what's so crazy about the space that I'm in with The Power of Choice, because I wanted to have it published a couple of months ago, but I came across that book called Outwitting the Devil, which was written in the 1930s and was just released last year, from what I understand. And
2014.
Huh?
2014.
Just released, and for it to be as old as it is, I have a renewed awareness, because a lot of the stuff that was in that book confirms everything that I've written in the book that I have. Almost, it's just blowing me away. And the reason why I share that is because it has confirmed in me God's purpose and how He aligns everything for us. All we have to do is trust and believe that. That's all we got to do. All we need to do is trust and believe that we are in divine purpose and live in that space and step forward and kick everything else out of the way. And I just wanted to share that, and I thank you all for this experience in and of itself. One love.
One love.
Beautiful. beautiful. This book, The Seed, has really renewed my purpose and being committed to my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Not just going through a process, but first of all, I had to make a decision and then be committed to the decision I made, which in return gave me the growth that I have. Which brought me back to, I remember in 1980 when I left home, my parents took me to the airport. Two very profound things were said to me that I'll never, ever forget. The first thing, as my dad hugged me, he said to me, "I love you, and I believe in you." To me, so much that I was frozen in my tracks because I couldn't remember my dad telling me anything of that magnitude throughout my life prior to that point. Then to get me back into my focus, my mother hugged me and she said, very softly in my ear, she said, "Go mad." And I stepped back and looked at her and said, "Go mad." She said it again, "Go mad." And of course, like you, I was puzzled again. She said, "Indifference." That is what this book brought back to my memory, to my consciousness, to my purpose of being and doing. Every hurdle, every life-defying hurdle that I came to that looked like it was going to be my end gave me the necessary power to propel myself past that hurdle, clearing it, and continuing the race. I am enjoying Josh's journey to the fourth level of his experience. Those first three were very amazing. And to discover that everybody has that fourth dimension that they will discover on their own in this journey excites me to no end. I am so grateful to be in a consciousness of family who have this same seed mentality and desiring and preparing for the most profound space that we've ever created for our to be known and experienced. I love you. And I love you. Thank you, Chastity.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you, family. Thank you for the love and prayer as you hear.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Thank you. You're definitely welcome. I love that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, Kings. That was awesome this morning. Thank you so much. Great, 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 great stuff. So I think that's a perfect place for us to wrap it up, Janine. Because, yes, we all do experience these parts and stages of purpose and going through the stages. But as we all have continued to learn and have learned from previous experiences, that we just must hang in there. Because it's truly not, as the word God has said, it's not given to the swift. The race isn't given to the swift, but the one who endures to the end. And that's the one thing that comes very clear to me as we continue to read the seed, is just having that laser focus, being triumphant and being steadfast and just moving with purpose, staying on purpose, even as your mother has said to you. So I think that's a powerful share. I think that's a powerful place for us to leave off at. Next week we'll pick up on making a difference. And then I think we should have the opportunity with just closing it out at that point, because then at that point we just kind of talk about what everything is and bringing it all together, Janine.
Okay.
So my financial tip of the week, family, it is Memorial Day weekend. Whoop-whoop. So praise God for all the vets out there. I am a vet of the United States Navy. Hoorah. So shout out to all my vets out there. Absolutely love you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for those who served in, oh my God, for whoever was in the United States Army, of course you are the only branch. That is an ongoing military joke, guys. So excuse me if you have not served, you don't know the joke. So, but shout out to all my people out there who serve the United States military. I do want to be absolutely mindful during this space of the time of memorial service. As we continue to mature, we know of more people who are passing and going through different stages of our lives. Please remember to protect your family with insurance, not only with coverage that you have at your job. I absolutely believe in those coverages because I feel like it's cheap. You get a lot of it for a few bucks. And you don't have to really go through underwriting, which means they don't ask you any medical questions. But the thing about insurance at your job is once you leave that job, you no longer have it. Once you retire, you no longer have it. I don't care what job you come from. It starts to dwindle after you have retired. One of the biggest things that I do see that I'm absolutely passionate about is making sure our children are covered, especially in our community. And when I say our community, I'm talking about people who are melanated, brown-skinned people, black people, African-Americans, Moors, however you define your nationality and your race, please make sure that our kids are covered. I am super passionate about it. Not that I don't care about other races or anything else. What I want you to understand as a financial representative, one of the things that frustrates me more than anything in this world is how we have so much money to spend for our children to have Jordans and the rest of it. But please understand that once your child has been labeled as ADD, your child has been labeled as, you know, being suspended and expelled from school, and they have been locked up and they have started this system, this American system of incarcerating our children, your child is no longer insurable. Okay, and a lot of times I have women who will call me about their children who, after he committed an armed robbery or he's done some old, you know, just random boy goofy stuff, and I have to tell that mother I cannot insure your child because once a child is on probation or parole, you are truly a ward of the state. So I won't get to preaching on so many different stages on that, but I am absolutely, absolutely, absolutely passionate about it. Like, it ticks me off to no end that our children don't have the proper insurance on them. When we're talking about insurance for our children, we're literally talking about, because I can cover a kid as young as 14 days old. So when we're talking about 0 to 4 years old, you're talking about $4 a month for $10,000 of insurance, okay? Up to $30,000 for $10 a month. That's no money. I mean, people are drinking, smoking, a bottle of wine costs more than $10, family, a month. Even up to, let's say, your 15 and 16-year-old, you're looking at $6.90 a month for $10,000 of coverage. For $30,000 that lasts them for the rest of their life, is $18 a month. Family, we're really not talking about any money. This is money that guarantees future insurability, which means that after your child is locked up, after your child receives a ticket, because, yes, tickets stop you from getting insurance too. Protect your children. That's all I'm asking you. Protect your children. So as everyone is sitting around eating your ribs this weekend, doing these different things, grandparents, if you have grandkids, ask that mother to show you proof that your grandbaby have insurance, especially if it's a black boy. I'm not saying that I got any less for my goddesses, any less love for my goddesses. I am a woman. But what I do understand more often than not are black boys end up with numbers, okay? So I'm saying from my heart to yours, please make sure your family is protected this weekend. If you find out or if you question whether your grandbaby is covered, guess what, grandmother? Guess what, grandfather? You can call me on the phone. I can help you write a policy for $4 or $5 a month, and your grandchild is covered. All you need to know is your grandchild's date of birth. That's all I'm going to ask you for. And I'll have them covered, and I'll have a policy sent to you. You have 100% interest to make sure that your kids are protected, because that's what the Word of God told us to do. So from my heart to yours, protect your family. please protect your family and our future generations. I love you all. If you need me, please call me, 614-230-6600. Again, my number is 614-230-6600. You're also able to visit me on my website at chastityawells.com. I am still on my social media fast, so you can absolutely not reach me there. I have everything deactivated from my phone. It's not on my computer or anything, so you have to call me or text me, and I promise I'll get you guys protected. I love you all. Doesn't matter what state you're in, just hit me up. We'll get you taken care of. Love you all. Janine, thank you so much for this opportunity and time to share. Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing this morning. You made the call wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and all you do to remind us of taking care of those important, you know, this is just important business that a lot of us in our community don't take care of. And a lot of us leave the planet with loved ones trying to figure out how to do what they have to do to bury us and all that stuff. This is important information that I want to get stressed. Do not leave the planet and not have your business taken care of. That's something that we have to start doing differently in our planet. They said in our community, they say one of the most powerful transference of wealth is insurance. Mm-hmm. Other than divorce. Insurance is second. Divorce, they say, is highest. I guess that's just what it rich people. They say the number two transferring of wealth is insurance. So let's do it, family. And let's call. And let's do it with Chastity. Let's do it with somebody in our own community. You know what I'm saying? Somebody we can trust. Somebody we've built a relationship. Somebody we can pick up the phone and call. That's important. All right. Thank you, Chastity A. Wells. All right. I appreciate you. Thank you for our abundance together, sis. Thank you for being you. And I just truly appreciate you. Thank you, Ms. Linda Wells, for giving this beautiful gift to you. Thank you so much. If you are on this morning, we appreciate you for the gift that you brought to the planet, Ms. Chastity. Thank you, Chad. All right, if you're still tuned in, you tuned in to The Love Journey. Yes, this is The Love Journey, Inc., where this is more than a present, it is an experience. All right, who's going to lead us? Let's see if Linda has left the call. She may have had to go to a meeting. You know, she had to work. So let's see. Jackie, you up for it? Or in Rosa? And let me just tell you, I got a call yesterday from some of the new callers. They said, can we do a call and response? Or at least go through it one time so they can know the affirmation. But I just want to let you know, those who are doing the affirmation with us, it's also posted on the Love Journey. And I'm going to go to the Love Journey right now just to make sure it's up so you can find it. But you can go to the Love Journey, Inc. And if you have not gone to our Facebook page and liked it, Love Journey, Inc., please do so. And like our page. It's important that you like our page. And follow us on Twitter. If you are willing to follow us, you can go text. In your text box, put in your text the number 40404 and put in the message box, follow Love Journey 2. All one word, Love Journey 2. Not the Love Journey, Love Journey 2. All one word and the number 2. All right, you just put follow space, not the word space. You hit the space bar, Love Journey 2, and you should get, you know, our latest message. All right, because we on Twitter. Who's going to end us in our affirmation this morning? Oh, let me just send some love out. I just want to send some love out to Rosa J. and Joy for taking care of the days I wasn't available to do the Love Journey. And you, I didn't listen, but I'm sure with everything in my heart, you all did a phenomenal job. And just having the heart to do it, I just want to say thank you. Thank you profusely from my heart. That I can call you all and you all just say whatever I can do to make it work. And also, somebody texted me and said, you didn't share your good news. Let me just share my good news with you all. I have been nominated and selected, because it's a difference in just being nominated, to be a part of a woman's summit in the White House. I will be flying out to Washington, D.C. to be honored for the work I do for women, but also to be a part of a summit where they will be where we will be sitting around creating ideas and talking about different things to make women's lives better as well as being honored.
So I'm excited to be a part of the honor, but I'm also excited to meet other women who are also doing the same thing and making lives better. So I just want you all to know Janine Ann Ingram was nominated and selected. So I'll be going to the White House June 14th to be honored as a woman making a difference in the community. I am so excited because of you, I am. Thank you so much, whoever nominated me. I thank you so much for the nomination, but more importantly, I thank you that you even thought that the work that I do deserved to be honored. So from my heart to yours, thank you so very much, family. I appreciate you. All right, let's do our affirmation.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Congratulations to you once again, Lady Love, for your nomination and for being selected. You are a phenomenal woman, and I thank you because of the person I am today, because of who you are. I am who I am, and I love who I am today. I'm giving myself so much more love, so I thank you, Lady Love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Chastity, thank you so much for sharing that wealth of information. I did not know all that stuff that you just shared with us, so I am definitely going to make sure that I share this information with my son to make sure that my grandchildren are protected as well. So thank you so much, and I thank you so much for serving our country. Thank you so very much, and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Family, we're going to continue in our love soak as we do our closing affirmation, our love experience. We're going to, yes, it truly is a love experience. This love journey is a love experience, and I am truly, feeling it and loving it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to do our closing affirmation. I'm in the car, so it's going to be an incantation still just the same. And people ride by, we caught up in an accident, so we're moving kind of slow. So if they look over and see some funny stuff going on over here, they probably be like, I'll be like, yeah, come on over here with us. Yes, so come on, family, let's unmute those phones, and let's share in this love experience together as we do our closing affirmation on a count of three. One, two, three. Let's do it, family. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, infinite challenges. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes, family, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in abundance. All my needs, desires, instantaneously, by infinite challenges. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals of instantaneously. By infinite intelligence, I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows me in avalanches of abundance. All my desires and goals are met instantaneously. Infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes, family, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously. By infinite intelligence, for I am one with God, and God is is everything. Yes, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows
through
me and abundance. All my needs, God's goals are met. By infinite intelligence, for I am one with God, and God is everything. Last time, family, God's wealth is officially in my life. His wealth flows through me in abundance of abundance. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. Let's take that deep breath and take that in. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And family, know that this is so true. Know it to be true. I tell you, when we were on the cruise, everything that we desired was right there before us. All we had to do was just ask, and it was right there, everything. We on the beach. We are on a beach. And the brother was able to come, and we just wanted something to put some water in. And you know what? Instantaneously, it was there for us. Everything that we desire, it was right there for us. So, family, know these affirmations that we are doing are true. It's only gonna present itself as the way that you yourself present it to yourself. So, family, continue in doing the work, and I love you. Namaste.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful family. I just want to say thank you so much for your passion, Jackie. I just felt your passion, your heart. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you, Joy, again. Thank you, Rosa J. Thank you, Chastity, King, Amir. Amir, that story was powerful. It touched my heart when you told the story about what your father said and your mother said. Storyteller. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the love soak and the love songs. I mean, I just really appreciate my Love Journey family. I just want to send a shout out to Esther. She picked us up from the airport. I had to leave to go to the airport like 3:30 in the morning. She was like, "No, I'm taking you." I was like, "No, I can get an Uber." No. So I just want to send some love out to Esther for just making herself available to cater to our needs while we were in Florida, while we were on our way to the ship, everything, anything we needed, she was right there to make sure we had it. And so I just want to send love out. And I just want to send some love out to my Miss LaRue. I just love you, your gifts, your talents. You just do what you do in a way that nobody can do it. She sent this beautiful handmade card and these handmade matchboxes of things that I truly love, prints. All of my purple life, just everything. It was just everything was so sentimental. And so, Ms. LaRue, thank you for your gift. I love all the texts and the emails I've gotten. I just wish there were better words than just say thank you. I just wish it was something I could just take my heart out and people could just feel how profoundly much gratitude I have in my heart for how you showing up in my life. I truly, truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. Rosa, I don't know what I would do without you. And Mama Joy, you just simply just amazing. I tell you, thank you so much. Chastity, life wouldn't be the same if I didn't have you to laugh. And just Zakiya and Jackie, boy, I woke up this morning like, where's my Z and Jackie at? I tell you, I love you all so much. And just to have you guys in my life and to know you here, Linda, Wells, thank you, and Linda Johnson, Minetti, Linda Washington, thank you. I just can't say thank you enough. Where would life be without each and every one of you all? You know what I'm saying? It's just, and it's so funny how we all have our unique way of doing what we do. Toya, you know, I just, sometimes I watch Toya's Facebook page and her beauty and her presence. I'm just like, wow. King, Ymir, James Gilmore. I was just like, wow. I have a beautiful soul family. That's what we call it. That's what Esther calls us, the soul family. And so I just wanted to stop today to profusely let you know from my heart. I know I say it a lot, but I don't know if it's enough words in the dictionary to just let you know how much I appreciate being a part of this love journey experience. It truly has stretched me, grown me, and allowed me to be more than I could ever think, ask, or imagine in so many ways. And it's because of you all. Thank you again so much. All right. Just want to remind each and every one of you on this Friday that your life is a gift from God. As I send a shout out to all those who served our country, just want to let you know, Brenton, my favorite, one of my favorite guys on the planet, who I love dearly, served in the Army. His brother served in the Air Force. They have that joke. That's why I knew what Chessie was talking about. You wanted to say something?
I want to agree with Chessie about some fond memories of how the Army is such an amazing organization. I appreciate their presence. And I also know you can't have a true competition without true competitors. You got to have a balance. There is no such thing as always winning. You got to always be in competition with equal competitors. Thank you, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines. Oh, and most important, down here in Florida, we love you, Coast Guard.
What about the Peace Corps and all those people?
See, y'all opening up a whole different door.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I just want to remind you all that your life is a gift from God, and no matter what branch of military you served in, you are appreciated. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And remember to choose love, because love really is that only choice. And I want to remind you, you know, we always talking about dreaming our God-sized dreams, but it's more important to live those God-sized dreams, not just dream them, but live them. I remember the one thing that I remember about the book about dreams. He said so many people dream dreams and when we sleep, but he said it's the dreams that we dream while we awake that ignite our soul. Ignite your soul with your dreams and live them today, family. That's what this call about is really getting into a place of happiness and joy and operating in our own dreams, the desires that have been eloquently placed in our heart. And the definition that I grew up understanding for desires and dreams is this: just God tapping at your heart and your soul saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. Let's do it, family. Let's be the ones where dreams actually believe and they fly and they soar. Let's be the ones that allow our dreams to fly and soar through us. Let us be the one that make a difference in our communities, no matter how small or large our platforms are. Let's do it, family. Let's continue to live in that. And I want to sing this song. I don't know. I woke up this morning and I had King on my mind. And he came to my mind and I don't know. I just thought, I should play Earth, Wind, and Fire for him. He always singing Can't Have Love. He's singing a lot of different ones. And this one was the one that came to my spirit. So, King, this is for you. And Arlene Cahet, You Can't Have Love. Keep shining, my brother. Keep shining, keep shining. Earth, Wind, and Fire. You all have a great weekend. Happy and be safe. Happy Memorial Day's weekend. I love you all. And keep shining, family. You can't have love. Can't hide love.
Bless your soul, you can fool a few. hide love, but I bet you I in your eyes, see you care. So why not stop trying to run and hide? You won't find out if you never try.
Great, wonderful, amazing weekend. You have been tuned in to the Love Journey, Inc. This is More Than a Prayer Line. It is an experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, and I will be back on Monday. All right. Have a great, phenomenal weekend. Don't eat too much barbecue, family. All right. Talk to you later. Enjoy.
One love.
One love, King. One love.